Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. Today I want to tell you a little about myself and about Torah Life Ministries. I am a Jewish believer in Yeshua, the one people call Jesus. And I say that often on the show. I say, Yeshua, the one people call Jesus. And people often say, what in the world do you mean? Is that the same? Is Yeshua the same as Jesus? And I say that because many people use the name Jesus today. But the name of our Messiah is Yeshua. And people say, well, that's his Hebrew name. I say, no, that is his name. And people say, well, Jesus is the English translation of Yeshua. And I say, well, no, it's not. If you translate Yeshua to English, you have Joshua. So where do we get the name Jesus from? Well, if you look back at history and if you look back close to the 1611 King James Version of the Bible, the name Jesus wasn't in there. He was called Isus, I-E-S-U-S. And the letter J wasn't in the English language up to 200 years ago. So it's Isus. And Isus didn't even have any background or connection to Yeshua. It was a Greek word, a Greek idea, because the Greek gods, that all the names, the last names of their gods end in S-U-S. You got Zeus, and you can go through the whole list of all the different types of different gods that they had. They all end in S-U-S. So when they came up with this translation and it was no name to call our Messiah in the Greek, they said, we'll give him a Zeus name also and say Isus, and then eventually now we say Jesus. But his name is Yeshua, and that's why I call him Yeshua. I am a Jewish believer in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. And I teach people about the Hebraic roots of a wonderful Messiah and of the scriptures. And basically it is the pure essence of the Bible and what the Bible teaches. And what they actually believed in the first century, in the second century, before Constantine, the Roman emperor, came and messed all that up. And he started to, originally they had a separation between church and state, but Constantine came up with the idea, well, he'll combine the two. And when he did that, he gave a whole bunch of rules and instructions what he wanted, or what the state wanted, that he represented, which was Rome, and not what the Bible actually spoke about. And that's where the separation began. So you had the Catholic Church continue to separate the Bible from man's idea of what they want people to follow. And that leads us to where we are today, into a place where more people are following traditions of man than they are following the customs or the ideas or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And this is where these problems came. I like to call it the customs or the traditions of man versus the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And just like it says in the Bible, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. The people answered not a word. And that's kind of the situation we're in today. In James 4:17 in the Bible, it says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Well, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of things today, Christians, that are not good, but they're deceived not to know right from wrong. Well, here I am today, and on my website, I try to explain to people the way, the truth, and the light. And that is Yeshua and what Yeshua taught. And Yeshua taught the name of my ministry, Torah, Torah Life Ministries. If you go to TorahLife.tv, you can see more of the videos. But this is what our Messiah taught. He taught Torah. Now, some people listening and many Christians will say, but the Torah is for Jewish people. It's not for me. And I will submit to you that it is for you. It's not just for Jewish people, because we come up on a time, we look at when the children of Israel were in Egypt and they made their exodus to the promised land and out of Egypt. What happened was, it wasn't only the Hebrews or the Israelites that came out of Egypt. It was the multitude that came out with them, the foreigners, the Gentiles, or the nations, which was the Egyptians that came out with them. And now you have the Commonwealth of Israel that came out of Egypt and was making their trip through the desert to go into the Promised Land. And every single person in this community was considered Israel, and they were all under the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah, which the church today mistakenly often calls the law. And when you have this issue, when you say the law, you have an idea of, well, we're not under the law anymore, as the church teaches. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says, you know, it's through obedience and through spirit. That's what Yeshua offers us. He gives us the guidelines and instructions. The Old Testament is a schoolmaster. But you don't throw away the schoolmaster if you want to learn. You keep the schoolmaster close by so you understand and you know. Now in Jeremiah 31, when it says, I will give you a new covenant, I will put the law or the instructions on your heart. Well, you know what, folks? That's exactly what we want. We want it on our heart. It didn't say we're going to change the instructions. It says we're going to change the location. It's going to come off paper and into our heart. And we are getting closer and closer to that, but it is not there yet. It's still not fully on our hearts, and we still have to learn. We still need the schoolmaster to teach us right from wrong, and we need to know. Many Christians will mistakenly and erroneously use the death of our Messiah as an excuse to live in sin, saying they now have grace, and they can go and do whatever they want and live however they want. And many other Christians will say, well, you know what? I'm automatically going to live out the guidelines and instructions of our Creator because I've accepted Yeshua as my Messiah by saying a couple of words. Well, lip service won't do, folks. Our heart needs to be into this. And if you think that there's a spirit leading you to righteousness, but that idea and everything you're doing in your actions is contradictory to what the Bible says, there might be a spirit leading you, folks, but that's not the spirit that I would call a righteous spirit of Scripture, the spirit of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. I would call that an evil spirit that we shouldn't listen to. Anything that teaches you to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator is an evil thing. And there is evil deception being taken place in a church today, teaching people it is okay to live in sin. An evil, wicked thing is to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And to say the guidelines and instructions have been done away with is an evil, wicked thing. And to teach people the same, those people are told to be put to death, those that would lead people away from our Creator's guidelines and instructions. It's right in the Bible, folks. We are to follow and be obedient to His guidelines and instructions, and we are to understand this, and we are to read this, we are to study this with a passion. We are not to make up an excuse and think we can keep living the same way and not expect any consequences for our sin. It says in the Bible, sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. How do we know what sin is if we don't read the guidelines and instructions? We can use the Ten Commandments as an example, but there's many more than Ten Commandments. There's 613 commandments. But even within, somebody says, well, there's no way we could possibly keep all 613 commandments. And I say to you as a so-called Christian, don't you think you can at least keep 10 of those 613? And somebody say, well, we're not perfect. We can't even keep 10 of those. And I'll say, look, you need to keep what our Creator gave you. And our Creator says, I am giving you this. And just like our wonderful Messiah Yeshua said, go and sin no more. He would not have given us something we couldn't accomplish. He says, my commandments are not burdensome to those who love me. We need to love Him. And I understand many of you have been deceived and because of deception and because of the enemy's ways, you have not seen this, you don't understand this. But here now I'm telling you the truth. And just like it said in the Scriptures, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, you are trapped if you are living in Babylon. Babylon is living according to the customs of man and ignoring the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that's where many people are. And just like we saw the children of Israel come out of the slavery of Egypt and go to the promised land, we are today are stuck in slavery. The slavery of the media, the slavery of the church, the slavery of every single book out there. But we have not been set free yet because we don't read the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We don't understand them. And it's time we change. We opened our eyes and we read it for ourselves. We saw it for ourselves. And then we stopped being deceived and led by other people. If you're trying to be led by a blind man, you are in trouble, and there's going to be consequences of that. And today, people are being led by blind men. They're letting pastors and they're letting other people and teachers in the church tell them what they should be doing when they're not even looking it up themselves. If they were looking it up themselves, they would see. They would know. It's very clear what it says. In Ezekiel 33:11, it says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. So they can have life. That's it. I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. You might be listening to this right now and say, well, I'm not a wicked person. Well, what is a wicked person according to the Bible? Well, let's say, what is a good person according to the scripture in the Bible? It's not according to our own thinking and our own ideas of what bad and good is or what wicked and evil is. No, it's according to the word. It says sin is transgression of the law. Well, what is sin? Sin is living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that is what wickedness is. Living on a daily basis with no remorse, without repenting, against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and not having a problem with it at all. Folks, if your heart is in the right place and you miss the mark, you have the grace of Messiah to cover you. But if you have no problem, if your heart loves the wicked things of this world, and when you accepted Yeshua, if nothing changed, nothing changed. When you accept Him, your heart is supposed to change to love what He loves and hate what He hates. And that's not what's happening. Many people don't even know what He loves and hate what He hates because they're not reading His word. And many people are so deceived they can look at His word clearly right there and they could still deny it and make excuses not to follow it. That is the trick of the enemy, and that's what he does, and that's what he teaches people to do. And it's just craziness that's happening today when you go in and you see people celebrating things like Easter and Christmas and New Year's Eve and all these other pagan days and rituals and holidays, and they're ignoring the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that says the feast days to actually keep the Sabbaths and the Passover and the Tabernacles and Sukkot and Shavuot and all these days that many of you listening right now are hearing for the first time, but it's been in your Bible and you haven't read your whole Bible, so you even know it's there. You got to get right with the Word if you want our Creator to be right with you, folks. And here I am in my ministry as I just try to tell people what the Bible says, and I'll let you decide for yourself, but it's right there and it's right clear. Our wonderful Messiah would not die for us so we could live in sin. He died for us so we could understand what righteousness is all about. He died for us so we can go and tell other people what righteousness is all about. Righteousness is living the right way, not the right way according to our minds or according to our friends or according to some pastor we don't even know, but right according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Time is running out, folks, and there's still time left to get right with His word. We need to stop using the word repent as a curse word like the church is doing today, and we need to get right with the word and start living according to His instructions. We need to be thankful and remember every single day that our Creator gave us His Son to die for us and set us free from death row. Not so we can go and living the way we were before, but so we would have a new life. That's what born again is being about. We would have a new life, we would live a new way, and we would do different things. So much so that the people that knew us before wouldn't even recognize us. If you're standing among your pagan Gentile friends and they continue to have no problem in your company, you're not pushing hard enough. You're not doing good enough. You need to stake a stand so much and live so righteously that they start calling you a legalist. Then you say, wait a second, Yeshua is my Messiah. I'm not a legalist. I'm not saved by the guidelines and instructions, by keeping them, by doing works. I'm saved by the blood of Yeshua who died for me. I don't keep these works or desire to keep the guidelines and instructions to be saved. I keep these guidelines and instructions because I have been saved. I got this great gift of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah who saved me and set me free from death row. So now I want to go out there and let people know the same. They could have this gift also. Because for me to say nothing is for me to be like the man that was freed from his debt and then he went and asked other people to pay up their debt to him. No, we need to extend this gift that we've been given, and we need to tell people like Yeshua, just like people have told us. We need to get this word out, and we need to turn to the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis, which is Bereshit, meaning beginning. The beginning of the book doesn't start in the Gospels. We need to rip out that page in our Bibles that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant, or as some of you would say, the Old Testament from the New Testament. It's not about a new or an old. It's about an old and a renewed. We restore it to its original beauty. The original importance of it is teach us the right way that leads us to the narrow path, that leads us to the narrow gate, that leads us to Yeshua Messiah. But only few will find it, because most people would rather be on that dark, wide road. And that's the problem we have today, folks. We need to get and seek that narrow path, which is Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And then we need to seek our wonderful Messiah, which is that narrow gate. And only few will find it. You can be one of those few if you start getting on your computers and you're getting on your Bibles and you start looking at some righteous things. You start looking at some things that are from the Bible and stop looking at all these other books and all these other movies and all these other videos that take you away from the words of our Creator. The enemy's trick is to distract us, and that's what he does. And then we say we don't have time to pray or we don't have time to read the Word. You have time, but what do you do with your time? We need to prioritize it, and our Creator's Word should be first. Praying should be at the top, not at the bottom. But that's what people don't understand because of the deception of the church today. And I'm here to let everybody know I take my a lot of time and a lot of funds to get this radio show out, because many of you will deny this message and many of you won't listen, but that's nothing new. That was all through scriptural times. But there are somebody out there, people out there that will hear this message and they'll say, I want to get right with this word. I know this truth. My eyes have been opened and now I could see. And if you're one of those people, you understand the feeling, you understand the truth, and you understand the frustration of having this book called the Bible with so much great knowledge and information, but people keep ignoring it and people keep making excuses to live in sin. That's not the way that it says in the Bible to live. I have a series on my website called the Yeshua Said series, and it's Yeshua, what our Creator said. You call him Jesus, I call him Yeshua because that's his name, but regardless, his message is the same. If you go on my website and TorahLifeMinistries.org and you click on that Yeshua Said series, you can see clearly what I'm reading right from the scriptures, not what the interpreters are saying, not what the translations say, but exactly what Yeshua our Messiah says. And many other people that aren't believers will make excuses out there saying, well, you know, the Bible's been translated so many times that it's not in its original form of what it says. Well, if you look at a 1611 King James Version or any other earlier edition, you could see it says exactly the same thing today, just in a different way. The message has not been changed, that Yeshua died for us so we could have life, so we could have a second chance, but we got to go and tell others about it. And we can't just do lip service. We have to also do it with our heart. Folks, I was living in darkness, and I am a sinner as well, but I hate sin. I repent every single day, and I don't want anything to do with sin. I'm not one people like there, like the people are taught today, to practice sin and to love sin and make excuses for their sin. We have to hate sin like we hate disease. We fear disease so much, but we don't fear our Creator. That is the problem. We should run when we hear the word sin. We should want nothing to do with it. Just like a disease, we want to avoid this thing. We want to avoid every disease out there. The diseases of man to us are more important than the sin of our wonderful Creator that tells us what sin is and what we need to avoid. So we have to get right and do the right things and be the right way and live the right way. And the scriptures talk about this all the time. If we would read this more, we would understand. We should know it by heart by now, because if we read it over and over again, we should know this. But people just aren't reading their Bibles. I met a believer that was a believer for over 30 years, and she said she never read all her scriptures. I said, ma'am, I don't care how slow you read, you can get through your Bible, even if you read one page a day at least once in 30 years. But we should be reading it at least once a year or even more. But we need to stop and we need to explore and understand the ideas that they're talking about in the scriptures. And we need to write them down. We need to remember them any way we know how. Today we have these phones, we have the iPads, we have the iPods, and we have the computer to record and remember these things. But we have no problem with the memory, because it says in the scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We have knowledge. We have worldly knowledge. We could name the words of a secular song with no problem. We could name the characters on TV shows and soap operas with no problem and reality TV. But when it comes to naming the scriptures or the Psalms or something like this, people have a problem remembering and they say, well, I just don't have a good memory. The problem isn't memory. We have to understand when it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, they're not talking about worldly knowledge. They're talking about knowledge of the scriptures. Knowledge of the Torah, knowledge of our Creator's words. The only reason we have lack of knowledge is because we haven't gotten the knowledge to begin with, because we don't have a passion for the knowledge, we don't have a desire for the knowledge. But when you love somebody, you want to know everything about that person, you want to know everything, and somebody sets you free from jail, from death row, you're going to look up and be thankful to them, and you're going to live your life to pay them back. And that's what we need to understand, that Yeshua, our Messiah, not only died for us, was beat so much, and then he was died for us. And he set us free, so we would go and we would tell others, and we would, in our actions as well, because it says in the Bible, a person is known by their fruit. So that's it, folks. It's right there. It's in the scriptures. Read it for yourself. Understand that Torah is not a Jewish word. It's the first five books of the Bible. If we get this right and we understand this, the church wouldn't be too happy, because the church today, they want to say something like the Old Testament is done away with, but then they'll say, well, it's time for your tithes. Well, the tithes are part of the Old Testament. They don't want to hear these words because it teaches people they have to take responsibility and actually do something. You're not doing something to earn your salvation. You're doing something so you understand what salvation is about. And you're not living according to the evilness of this world and the deception according to this world. So we got to get right and live right and be right. And that's why I'm here to let you know. How did this deception ever take place? And the enemy said from the beginning of time he would have control, and this is his world and he rules this world. But it's a spiritual battle that's always going on, but we always know who the winner is going to be when we have Yeshua on our side. And we have Yeshua on our side always if we accept him and we want him to be there, not just doing lip service, but actually taking action and making it happen, folks. You know, I grew up an atheist in New York City, and I didn't know much about the scriptures, and I didn't know anything about any walk or anything. But, you know, just like Paul, when Paul fell from the horse and his eyes were open, he saw things in a different way. Well, I'm so different today, my friends don't even recognize me, and I'm so thrilled and happy about that, because I could tell them I've been born again. I'm a new person in Yeshua Messiah, and I love what he loves, and I hate what he hates, and that's what I'm here to tell people. That's how we need to be and what we need to do. Folks, it's not about being perfect, but it's about, you know, doing something and wanting to do something and doing something more, you know. So we got to open up our Bibles and continue to explore the words of our Creator. And you can check out the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I do teachings each week. I have over 1,000 videos on my website. And I'm really excited that I can be here on a Christian radio station, or I could be on any radio station or TV station getting this message out. We have so much freedom in the world today to do this. And I think about people spending time and wasting time on so many other things. And then I go out there and I see people around the world that are being oppressed and killed just for an opportunity to read their Bible. And those that talk about their Bible are killed even faster in other places around the world. But we live in this country where we have every single opportunity to tell people to give it out. As I walk on the street today, or I'm driving by, I see little kids with signs that say free car wash, come on in. But I see people getting rebuked for having signs saying, you know, Yeshua died for us, and give him a try, or don't walk by, or something like this. I go out there, folks, and I street preach as much as I could, because I want to let people know, strangers and everyone know, that Yeshua died for them and he gave us this great gift, and you could have that too. People can contact me under my videos on my website with questions, and I'll give you answers according to the scripture. If you have a disagreement, that's not bad, because iron sharpens iron. But just don't be deceived and look at the scriptures as your solution and what the word of our Creator says. You know, folks, time is running out, and we still have an opportunity to be born again. And I'm here to help you and let you know, before it's too late. And most people aren't listening, but that's okay. The Bible says, you know, many will hear, but only few will answer the call. It says many are called, but only few are chosen. Well, I say many are called, but only few choose. So we all have a choice, folks, how we want to live and what we want to believe and what we want to do. And I just hope that you would get right with this before it's too late, and your eyes would be open like mine was, and you'd understand there's a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is something that based on the world, something that happened in the world that affects our mood to be happy or unhappy. But joy is something that comes from the inside. Joy is something that's within us that can only come from our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. And that joy is given to us as an opportunity to accept it every day. But it's our choice, and I pray that you would choose life over death, and as the scriptures give us that option to understand the way, the truth, and the light is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who died for us. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah. We say it every day. We say his name all the time. Hallelujah. And that's his name. Yahweh is the name of our Creator. And Yeshua, it means Yahweh's salvation, or the salvation of Yahweh. You see, the names mean something in Hebrew. And they have a meaning behind them. And when you're saying Yeshua, you're saying the salvation of our wonderful Creator. And that is Yahweh. So we need to understand that and understand how people think today and what they're saying. And when they say things, the one you call Jesus, his name's Yeshua. But when they say these other names and they don't look at the history of where these things came from, and when they practice customs and do things and they don't question why these things started or what are the consequences of doing these things, when you realize how far removed we are from the scriptures and how far and close we are to living according to the enemy's ways and doing the enemy's things, then maybe we'll start to wake up and our eyes will be open. But if we don't look, we're never going to know. So open the book and look and see the truth and see Yeshua and see what he taught the people. Don't just listen to some man or man's ways and telling you what to do or how to act. When the book tells you something different, you need to react to that person and stand up and let people know the truth before it's too late, folks. And I don't know when the end times are here or coming, but I just know each day we're one day closer to something. So we need to do something now, and we need to speak up now. And if our life ended today, we need to understand that this is just the beginning to a whole new path, and we have an idea and an opportunity to spend eternity in two different places, and depending on the decision you make now is going to determine the decision of where you end up later. So I pray everybody that's listening makes the right choice. I said it all the time tonight, right, because right equals righteousness, and there's only one right way according to the scripture, and there's only one way to be saved, and that is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And if you're a Christian listening to this right now, and you think you've accepted Yeshua or Jesus, whatever name you want to say, but your actions aren't equaling up the scripture, I got to tell you, there's another way. James 4:17, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. You now heard the truth. And you have to make the right choice, folks, and live righteously. Open up the scriptures and see what it has to say. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful creator, folks. Thank you for listening today to the show. No matter what station you're listening to this on, if you're listening to this on a local radio station in South Florida, or if you're listening to this on one of the internet stations around the world, just check your local station and you can probably find out where you can hear more of this each week. Go to my website, which is www.torahlifeministries.org, and you could hear about the things I'm doing and see my videos and more videos about these important topics that just aren't being taught. It's not my passion or idea to come up against the church or Christians and give an argument to people so people would just get upset with me. No, it's my passion and my desire to let people know what the Bible says and let people to choose for themselves who they want to follow and the way they want to live. And the scriptures are very clear that we have life or death and we have to make a choice. And when it says things like that in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to live. Well, folks, I take that as a wonderful thing that our Creator sees us in our iniquities. And he loved us so much to give us another great opportunity. But that's in the past. He died for our sins. He's not dying so we can continue to sin. He wants us to live righteously. He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people or people that continue to practice and live in sin. He died for us so we would change our ways and let him change our heart. And we would be clean again in Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Folks, thank you for checking me out today, and you can listen to my other messages on the radio station or on my website, and I'm so glad my eyes have been opened, and there's so much deception going on in church. I want people to come out of Babylon and look more into the links on my website and understand what that means, to come out of Babylon. And understand, if you're breaking the commandments, the guidelines, and instructions, there are serious consequences. But follow my ways if you want everything to be right, well with you. And I want things to be well with you. That's why I'm here letting you know this truth. And what you decide to do with the information is up to you. But praise our wonderful creator that we've got a chance to listen to this today. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please listen again and go to my website. This is Paul Neeson at Torah Life Ministries. If you want to get in touch with me, you can contact me at 561-283-1707. That's right. I have no problem giving my phone number out. Till then, everybody, have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
It's always hard to leave your home when you leave behind good friends and family. It's so good to know that I'll never be alone. I have a friend who will always be with me. It's always good. Take the time to find out what you'd really like to do. social ladders to climb, searching for the perfect rhyme. These old familiar dreams are nothing new. And if your dream should fall apart, the future's still a mystery.